Before we begin today, we're going to have a recitation from Hafiz Adnan, who came with Basma, which is an organization working on relief efforts around the world. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, they've done work already in Rohingya, mashallah ta'ala, and they're currently working to generate donations for Palestine right now. So, having said that, inshallah, we request Hafiz Adnan to give us a beautiful recitation, inshallah. Please remember the adab of the Quran. We should listen attentively. And please don't be using your phones or things like that while the Quran is being recited. It's disrespectful to the Quran. So please remember that, inshallah.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا أنفقوا من طيبات ما كسبتم ومما أخرجنا لكم من الأرض ولا تيمموا الخبيث منه تنفقون ولستم بآخذيه إلا أن تغمضوا فيه واعلموا أن الله غني حميد. الشيطان يعدكم الفقر ويأمركم بالفحشاء والله يعدكم مغفرة منه وفضلا والله واسع عليم. يؤتي الحكمة من يشاء ومن يؤت الحكمة فقد أوتي خيرا كثيرا وما يذكر إلا أولو الألباب. وما أنفقتم من نفقة أو نذرتم من نذر فإن الله يعلمه وما للظالمين من أنصار. إن تبدوا الصدقات فنعما هي وإن تخفوها وتؤتوها الفقراء فهو خير لكم ويكفر عنكم من سيئاتكم والله بما تعملون خبير. صدق الله العظيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
ما شاء الله. Yeah, so the reward half is mashallah for his beautiful recitation. The beauty of the Quran, mashallah. The profound impact on a person, Allahu Akbar. SubhanAllah, from this Quran, a person's life can be transformed. Everything, mashallah, from the Quran. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, grants shifa, grants rahmah, grants barakah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it also gives hikmah, mashallah. Yu'til hikmata man yasha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gives wisdom to whoever he wants. ومن يؤت الحكمة فقد أوتي خيرا كثيرا. Whoever is given wisdom has been given such a great, enormous good from Allah Azza wa Jal. So may Allah grant us that hikmah, inshallah ta'ala. In the ayat reminding us of giving sadaqah. And so please, inshallah ta'ala, remind yourselves that faqr, poverty, the fear of poverty comes from shaitan. The fear of poverty comes from shaitan. That the fact that I will become poor, that's from shaitan. Wallahu ya'idukum maghfiratan minhu rahma. Allah promises you instead that He'll grant you forgiveness and He'll grant you mercy. So never be scared to give sadaqah, Allah Ta'ala says. How could you be afraid when the one you gave the sadaqah to is the one that's holding it for you till the day you reach him on the day of judgment? How could you be scared? May Allah grant us tawfiq and afiyah, inshallah ta'ala. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. MashaAllah, it's been some time since we sat together. And mashaAllah, these gatherings are the gatherings of the majalis of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We talk about Allah Azza wa Jal. We talk about His beloved, the Anbiya, Prophets alayhi wassalam. By their very mention, Allah Ta'ala brings down the mercy, mashaAllah. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when the people come together to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nazalat alayhim ar-rahma, the rahma comes down, and then the sakina descends upon them, and mashallah, the malaika surround them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dhakarahum Allah fi man 'inda, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions their names by the angels that are by them. My beloved brothers and elders in Islam, take advantage of these gatherings, these majalis, these very few gatherings that we have, halaqat, that we can sit and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the gatherings that a person, when they enter Jannah, will say, oh, Allah, if I can only return to the dunya and remember you more, Ya Rabbal Alameen. These are beautiful gatherings, mashallah. And I have yaqeen in my heart that people, when they need something, their needs are fulfilled by asking through these gatherings. Ya Allah, I sat here, and please, Ya Rabbal Alameen, my hajat that I need, whether dunyawi or ukhrawi, either in this world and hereafter, you make the dua, you'll see Allah ta'ala grant you your barakah, inshallah ta'ala. So I recommend everyone engage in this and be active and very happy to be here, alhamdulillah. We don't value these gatherings enough. May Allah allow us to understand the qadr and the value of these things, inshallah. Keeping this in mind, mashallah ta'ala, alhamdulillah, we're continuing our series. We are speaking about Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam from our long series of the Anbiya alayhi salam. We started from Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, alhamdulillah, reached to Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. And Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, mashallah, we're up to, I think, part 7 now, subhanallah, right, mashallah. Because this story is such a beautiful story. A story full of lessons and wonders and gems. Things that we can continue to take from and apply in our lives. So when you read the story, and this is the thing, this is the key here. Allah Ta'ala says, فَبِهُدَاهُ مُقْتَدِي, that from their guidance, you take some guidance. From their guidance, you take some guidance. So when you read the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, you don't read the story of Yusuf alayhi salam alone, but you read the story of Shakil with Yusuf alayhi salam. When you read the story, you read the story of Abdullah and Muhammad and Yahya and every person that's in this gathering. Put yourself in the same shoes of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. Because what Allah is telling us is, everyone goes through the life of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. We all have hardships. We all have difficulties. We have anxieties. We all have family members that we like. And family members we don't like so much, subhanAllah. We have jealous people. We have angry people. We have sins. We have zina. We have etc. So many things that come at us day in and day out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I give you a mathal. I give you an example. Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, look at his story. And learn from him and benefit from him. So you need to look at the story with that lens. That is me walking in these shoes. What is my journey? Now Yusuf alayhi salam, we're up to the part. A magnificent part. An extraordinary part. What is the part in the story of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam? We're in, mashallah, act 3, mashallah, right? We're in the glorious part of Yusuf alayhi salam's story. Well, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, he has gone through the well. He's gone through dealing with the minister's wife. He's gone through the jail. He's gone through the dreams of his companions. And now Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam is before the king of Egypt at the time. And at that time, the king is so impressed. فَلَمَّا كَلَّمَهُ قَالَ إِنَّكَ الْيَوْمَ لَدَيْنَا مَكِينٌ عَلِيمٌ. He says, today, when he spoke to Yusuf alayhi salam, saw the dhihin and the hikmah and the ilm of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, the knowledge, the wisdom, and the precision of Yusuf alayhi salam's speech. فَلَمَّا كَلَّمَهُ, when he spoke to him, gave him the interview, قَالَ إِنَّكَ الْيَوْمَ, today for sure, لَدَيْنَا, you're close to us, مَكِينٌ, will you have a position here? أَمِينٌ, 100% the job is secure. 100% the job is secure. So now Yusuf alayhi salam sees the position here, and he takes advantage, and he says, and he knows, because if he doesn't deal with this problem here, then the entire city, the entire area of Egypt rather, the entire country of Egypt, and all the surrounding lands being hit by the drought are all going to be submerged and destroyed. So Yusuf alayhi salam says, قَالَ جَعَلْنِي عَلَى خَزَائِنِ الْأَرْضِ, at this moment, make me the one who will take care of the treasuries of the land. إِنِّي حَفِيظٌ عَلِيمٌ, I am the one who's very good at taking care of. I'm a good protector.
Alimun, and I know about these things. So then the king of Egypt gives Yusuf alayhi salam the prime minister position. The prime minister position. The king, and like in our time as well, the king is someone who sits on the throne. And while the king is sitting on the throne, he has his ministers to take care of everything. So then Yusuf alayhi salam, what position is he given? He's given the one to work on behalf and authority of the king. Whatever the king wants, Yusuf alayhi salam is doing. And the king is sitting there, and whatever Yusuf alayhi salam says to do, the king is happy with. This is the best position you can be in. In other words, while the king is sitting on the throne, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam is Azizu Misr. He's the minister of all of Egypt now. Everything he wants will happen, and everything he decides will be. And so then he starts right away. He starts to collect grain and grain, like Allah told him in the dream, right? The dream was what? That in the next 7 years, you have to start to gather the grain and start to save it and store it. Very few you're supposed to eat. So he reduces the amounts that is in the marketplaces. He gives very little to the markets, and he starts to put them into these large silos, these large, huge barns of grain, and collects so much for 7 years. It's mentioned in the books of tafsir. For 7 years, he collects seven large, humongous grains, stores of grain, and they're piled up for the years to come. So Yusuf Alayhi does so, and then when he piles and stores as much as he can, finally, the first year comes, and it's a complete drought. There's no food growing. Nothing is growing whatsoever. So now Yusuf alayhi salam, he is bartering with the people. He'll take some money, take some of their possessions, and he'll give them some grain. How much grain does he give? For every person that comes in, mashallah, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam says, for every person that comes, you get himlu ba'id. You get the whatever a camel can carry. You get whatever a camel can carry. That's a lot. For every person, mashallah, you get a ca whatever a camel can carry. And if you want to come back, you can come back again and again and again, as many as your people need. But you have to fill out, mashallah, the census form. You have to fill out when Burlington sends you, town of Burlington. They have to check this year, mashallah, who's in the family. Is there another person, mashallah? You got a baby now? You have to write it down too now. You have to write out your census papers and to write to the, and you have to show that these are my family members. And this is how many I'm applying for. So if you have 10 family members, you're going to get 10. Camel loads, mashallah. It was like, mashallah, COVID time, mashallah. Everyone getting free money, mashallah. Mashallah, ta'ala, right? Alhamdulillah. These are the gatherings, mashallah. Mashallah, you get free money, mashallah. And Yusuf alayhi salam the same way. He said, look, you tell me how many people you are. You're going to give me a little bit of stuff, but I'm going to give you so much in return. And what kind of person was Yusuf alayhi salam? They used to see him, mashallah. And they used to see the food that he used to eat at the time of the famine. They saw the food that he used to eat at the time of the famine. And they said that, why are you eating so little? And why you're not enjoying from the markets? He said, how can I ashba? Kayf ashba'u? When nasu ji'an. He said, how can I be full when the people are hungry? He said, how can I drink when the people are thirsty? He said, I cannot enjoy and I can't be relieved from the dunya until I see every single person in this ummah, mashallah, being happy and joyous, mashallah. And this is, by the way, just so alhamdulillah, we're learning from the Anbiya alayhi salam. This is the experience of a person living in a non-Muslim country and working in a non-Muslim government, mashallah. Because Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, for all intents and purposes, the king of the time did not accept Islam, as per the story at least. And as per the story, the whole area of Egypt is not Muslim as of yet. Their Islam comes much later.
Someone with a black upgrade on the artist left their card on open.
Is that me? Is it right here?
It's in the back, yeah.
Okay, my son might have did that, mashallah. Okay, Jazakallah. Alhamdulillah, good man, mashallah. He saved my life, man. Alhamdulillah. Okay. Whichever one, rock, paper, scissors, whatever. What happens when you rush for prayer, man? So, okay. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, at this moment, mashallah, alhamdulillah, he is taking care of the people, but he himself, mashallah, is living in a very meager means, subhanAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, he has. وَكَذَلِكَ مَكَّنَّا لِيُوسُفِ الْأَرْضِ يَتَبَوَّأُ مِنْهَا حَيْثُ يَشَاءُ. What is the reward of a person going through the well? What is the reward of a person going through the trials of the wife of the minister? What is the reward of a person going through the jail? وَكَذَلِكَ مَكَّنَّا لِيُوسُفُ. That's how we gave position to Yusuf alayhi salam. يَتَبَوَّأُ مِنْهَا حَيْثُ يَشَاءُ. Wherever he wants, whatever he wants from the world, he can take from it now. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we gave him such position. My brothers and sisters in Islam, what happens in our life, sometimes we're stuck in the well. Sometimes we're stuck in the situation where the beautiful woman is calling us to zina. Sometimes we're stuck in the situation where we're in a jail, we're not able to move for years on end. Sometimes you're in a situation where you cannot find a job. Sometimes you're in a situation where you cannot find a spouse. Sometimes you're in a situation where you cannot have kids. Everything that Yusuf alayhi salam is going through, we find that we're going through in our own lives sometimes, subhanAllah. And many times, Allahu Akbar, we become people who become despondent. We become yatsma' Allah ta'ala. We become someone who gives up on the mercy of Allah. We say from the hope of Allah that we all throw it down. We say, forget it. There's no way it's going to be solved. But my brothers and sisters, Allah is telling us, my beloved the beloved Anbiya alayhi salam were put through such degree and trial. Look at the position they're in at the end. My brothers and sisters, did not Yusuf alayhi salam become the king now, mashallah, the minister of Egypt, mashallah ta'ala? Did Musa alayhi salam not defeat Fir'aun? Did Harut alayhi salam not survive? Did Salih alayhi salam not live it through? Did Nabi Muhammad alayhi salam not conquer Makkah again? The Anbiya alayhi salam are teaching us again and again that enjoy and embrace the sabr, have sabr jameel. Smile through the sabr and enjoy the sabr. It's not going to last forever. And when it ends, inshallah ta'ala, you will be the king and the minister at the end, inshallah. But we have to become people who are patient and not to give up on this. So Yusuf alayhi salam at this time, mashallah, is taking care of all the affairs of the people. And Allahu Akbar, people are coming in and coming in and coming in. The minister of Egypt, could you imagine the power he has, the feeling he has? Allah ta'ala says, وَلَا أَجْرُ الْآخِرَةِ خَيْرٌ لِلَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا. Allah ta'ala says, but the ajr of the hereafter is greater for the one who has fear of Allah ta'ala. The person who has taqwa, if you're thinking the own Egypt is something great, if you're thinking it's great, wow, what an amazing position to own a country. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that's nothing compared to what the hereafter has. The last person to enter Jannah gets 10 of the dunya, subhanAllah. You want to own Bangladesh so badly, mashallah, you'll get a Bangladesh. You get 10 times Bangladesh, mashallah. You'll get whatever you wanted from this world 10 times in the hereafter. Why would you settle for that little? Allah says, why would you settle for that little? Subhanallah. People are thinking about the hereafter. Allah says, just 10 times is the lowest person in Jannah. Allah subhanahu says, it's a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I mentioned it before. Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyah, rahimullah, he mentions in Hadi al-Arwah ila Biladil al-Afrah. He wrote this book about Jannah. We read it during i'tikaf. You read it during i'tikaf because people wonder why I don't talk about Hurun Ayn all the time. I said, come to i'tikaf, we'll talk about Hurun Ayn, okay? That's when you get excited, mashallah. So you need those stories, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alamin. The Hadith al-Wahi, he talks about Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the Jannah has the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam summarizes, Jannah has 100 stages. Jannah has 100 levels. And he said the lowest level is made out of pearls. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said it's made out of pearls or some type of mineral like so. And everything you see, the trees, the gardens, the plants, everything, mashallah, is made out of those beautiful pearls. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and the next level is made out of silver. The lowest level is made out of these type of pearls or types of beautiful gems. And then after that is the level of silver. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, everything you see is made out of silver. Silver, everything, subhanAllah. Could you imagine, mashallah ta'ala, what kind of morning you would have? Allahu Akbar, every day, waking up to this beautiful area that you live in. Thereafter, the level is made out of gold. The Prophet said the next one is what? Is a daraja fiddiya, daraja dhahabiyya. Thereafter, when you reach that level, then the Prophet said, and beyond that are 97 levels. Ma la aynu ra'at, wa la udhunun sami'at, wa la khatara ala qalbi. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, it's never even come on the heart of a person. My brothers on Islam, and beyond all of that is what? When a person gets to Jannah al-Firdaws, he gets to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If the Jannah is so beautiful, if this world, mashallah, is so beautiful, you and I, mashallah, don't lie, the Mercedes is a beautiful car. Ja, mashallah. Imagine the golden Mercedes in Jannah. Allahu Akbar. What about the Khaliqul Mercedes? What about the creator of the Jannah? How beautiful will he be? My brothers in Islam, our ambitions are so low. Be like the wife of Fir'aun. She said what? Rabbi ibnili indaka baytan fil Jannah. Allah, I want a house next to you in Jannah. These are the things that we look towards, my brothers and sisters. Don't get sad from something small happening in this world. It will not affect you in the least when you get to the hereafter. Wallahi, my brothers and sisters, when we see the people suffering in Palestine at this moment, I tell you, when they come on Qiyamah, we will see them, inshallah, in the position that they will be. And we'll see them getting reward for their sabr and the reward for their sacrifice. And we say, Ya Allah, we wish we could go through what they went through so we can receive that reward. I'm telling you, what Allah gives from sabr, He does not give through shukr. What Allah gives through shukr, He does not give through sabr. They're two different things. Be patient with Allah Ta'ala. Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam is now, mashallah, people are coming in and in and in. And people are enjoying and taking from Yusuf alayhi salam. Then suddenly he sees Kana'ani, Kana'aniin. He sees people, Canaanites, coming in. He sees their camels. He sees their animal rides. He's like, and Kana'ani clothes. I know, mashallah, Kana'ani shoes and sandals. He was all these people walking in, Kana'aniyin, Canaanites, who are these people? And he sees a good number of them. How many does he see? Mashallah, he would have been 12 minus one, and one's back home. So minus two. 12 minus two is 10. 10 people walk in. And he said, "That's my oldest brother. That's my second oldest brother. That's the third one. That's the one who threw me in the well. That's the fourth, fifth, sixth." All of them are there. Right? وَجَاءَ إِخْوَةُ يُوسُفُ فَعَرَفَهُمْ. Allah that says, the brothers of Yusuf alayhi come. And he recognizes all of them. Because he was young at that time. And so these are older brothers. Their faces don't change too much. How do you know? Your passport picture. Your passport picture. Every 5 years, mashallah, you get the update for your passport picture. Okay? But your face doesn't change too much. So this last time I had to update my passport, get the thing expired. I just found a picture I had like 5 years ago, and I used that picture again. I could show you, literally. I just gave that picture, mashallah, it's the same face, right? It's not gonna change. As opposed to a baby. The 5 years to 5 years, right? Oh, Asman Zameen Fark, right? The baby's face is completely different. فَعَرَفَهُمْ Yusuf Aysen recognizes all of them. وَهُمْ لَهُ مُنْكِرُونَ But when they walk in, they're like, this minister looks familiar. They're talking to each other. Do you remember? Do you recognize this? Like, nah, it can't. But that nose looks very. No, I can't. The ear, the eyes, the face looks very, very like as if we can tell who he is, but it's on the tip of our tongue. You know that feeling when you feel like you know something, but you feel like it's the tip of your tongue. You can't remember. You can't recall it. This is wahum lahu munkirun. They are actively telling themselves, no, it can't be. It can't be him. It can't be him. There's no way we left him in the well. He's good as dead. How could it be Yusuf? So they said, you know what? It's not him. Wahum lahu munkirun. So Yusuf alayhi salam, he sees them. Could you imagine the feeling and the expression on the face? What face would you show? Allahu Akbar. The same people that threw you in the well something 40 plus years ago. The same people you threw in the well. Allahu Akbar, before you asking for sadaqah. Oh, what revenge, what vengeance, what hisab will we do on these people? At this moment, Yusuf alayhi salam, no change of expression. Ta'wilul ahadith. He's mastered how to speak and how to communicate to people. He's mastered this. So he looks at them and he treats them like everybody else. What's your name? What land did you come from? How many people you have at home? How many camel loads do you need? Right? What is your family situation? Tell me your income level. Tell me this and this and this, right? All these normal average things, right? Oh, you have a brother at home. You have a brother at home. Yes, we have a brother at home. His name is Binyamin. Oh, why didn't you bring him? We had a brother from before. His name was Yusuf. And while we were, this brother Yusuf, something happened to him. He was eaten by a wolf. It was very unfortunate. So our dad doesn't want us to leave with Binyamin because he's very scared for him. So then Yusuf alayhi salam says, فَلَمَّا جَهَّزَهُمْ He says, okay, prepare for them not 11 camel loads, but 10 camel loads, plus the two parents, which is 12. They get 12 camel loads, but that extra one for Binyamin. قَالَتُ بِأَخِلَّكُمْ مِنْ أَبِيكُمْ Bring, that brother you were talking about, this brother, بِأَخِلَّكُمْ, your brother you have, مِنْ أَبِيكُمْ, from that father you said, bring him. I can't give you an extra one until I see him before me. Right? Because that'll be khiyana. Yusuf said, I can't, legally, I cannot give you anything extra unless you bring him. They said, but we have this many family members. We have this many loads. You must give us one more person. They said, no, I'm sorry. The rules are the rules. But bring that brother you're talking about. What was his name again? Binyamin, Bayamin, whatever, Benjamin. Bring that boy in. It's a mashallah. Yusuf, you can learn from the Arabic. Bi'akhillakum, you can just say, bring akhikum, right? You can just say, bring your brother. He said, bring akhillakum, that brother that belongs to you. Min abikum, that you know that from the father you have. Very, very ambiguous. He's like pretending like he doesn't know. Okay? Because he doesn't. To them, he doesn't know. Mashallah. Beautiful. Anbiya alayhimus salam. Allahu Akbar. بِأَخِلَّكُمْ يَا أَبِيكُمْ أَلَا تَرَونَ He said, أَلَا تَرَونَ أَنِّي أُوفِي الْكَيْلِ وَأَنَا خَيْرُ الْمُنْزِلِينَ He said, don't you see me that I'm a person who fills every amana you give me, every load you give me, I fulfill it to a T. I'm good at this job. وَأَنَا خَيْرُ الْمُنْزِلِينَ Every guest that comes from overseas, from a long distance, Yusuf alayhi salam gives him hospitality inside the palace. He gives him hospitality inside the palace. He takes care of them. And he says, don't you see how good of a mezban I am? How good of a host I am. Wouldn't you want to enjoy my hosting again? Oh, Sheikh, that biryani you had, Hazrat, was really good. If I could come to your house again, mashallah, I would love to. Sanurawidu abahu. Ajib, man, these brothers, you can tell from the way they speak, they haven't learned anything yet. They said, we will surely, we will swing his father onto our side. Sanurawidu anhu abahu. We will bring his father onto our side. Wa inna lafa'ilun. We will definitely do this. These brothers, subhanAllah, haven't learned anything yet. They have not changed. This is the thing. People are expecting someone to change. This is what happens, right? MashaAllah. The wife goes and says, Sheikh, my husband has not changed over 3 years. Allah, he's not changed. Still the lazy couch potato. Still coming home and pushing the buttons and watching whatever he can, right? Whatever, Game of Thrones or whatever haram thing he can find, right? And then, Sheikh, a sister, he didn't change in 3 years. He's not going to change in 30 years, okay? You get what you get. You know, this is what happens, right? SubhanAllah. This is the thing, unfortunately, right? When you buy the car, that's it, okay? That's it. A little here and there, you can kind of, mashallah, put the things. But the asal model, right? The principal model, there's no changing it. You get what you get. Be happy with it. This is the thing, right? Everyone thinks, oh, I can change him after. You're not changing nothing. Allah Ta'ala is the one who can change people. We don't change anybody. Remember that. Having said that, these brothers, after 40 plus years, have not changed. Sallallahu anhu abahu. They said that, yeah, we'll swing his dad. We'll convince him. We'll bring him over to our side. They use the same word that the wife of the minister used on Yusuf alayhi salam. The same word that she said she tried to convince him and seduce him. The same word they use in Arabic to describe what they're going to do to their father. We're going to convince him as much as we can. Be as conniving. Be as slick as we can to tell our father to make let Binyamin come with us. So then what happens is Yusuf alayhi salam, he knows something very deep. And this is the thing again, his brain is working. MashaAllah, you know, the processor of the Anbiya alayhi salam, the brain power is something impeccable and unimaginable. And this is the thing, MashaAllah, when you plan something, you plan it well. I tell you, SubhanAllah, if you're going to learn something from the story, when you plan well. We plan only for the wedding. Right? We plan only for the wedding. How many people, right? How much food? How much this and this? What kind of invitation cards we're gonna give? This is the only planning we do in our life. Allah can have deeper plans. When my child turns 5, where will he study? When my child turns 10, where will he do? Will he be hafiz by that time? When my child turns 15, what will happen to them? Right? This is planning. This is tadbir. Yusuf was teaching us something very important. What does he do? He tells all the servant boy. He said, "Uqalit fityanhi, he says very beautifully. He says, take all the possessions. Because when you come to Yusuf alayhi salam, he takes again some of your merchandise and he gives you the camel load. Every time you give him something, he gives you a camel load in return. So Yusuf alayhi salam, he receives some of the merchandise. He tells all the boys, the servant boys he has, he says, place all the merchandise back in their bags. Everything they gave from the jewelry and the small little things, the gold and silver, put it back inside. So that when they return back home, they will see that everything is returned to them and they will come back. He did this for a couple of things. I'll get there in a second, inshallah. The planning of Yusuf is very deep. Yusuf alayhi salam, he does this. The boys go back to their father. They go and say, oh, father, we went to the minister, right? And we went to take something from him. We wanted an extra camel load. But he said, send for us your brother. فَأَرْسِلْ مَعَنَا خَانَا. Send our brother with us. Yaqub alayhi salam, when he's hearing these kids talk to him, now he's 40 plus years and he's tired and he's exhausted. He's a sheikh, a nabi sheikh alayhi salam. He's on a high caliber and he's on, subhanAllah, he's seeing these boys come to him and speaking to him in this way. When they said, send our brother with us, he's not thinking of Binyamin. He's not thinking of a Binyamin right now. Who's he thinking about? Yusuf. Send with us our brother. Naqtal. We will have a good time. We will get another camel load. We will enjoy, right? Nazhab wa nartaa, right? We will enjoy. Wa inna la hafizun. They said, and we will protect him. He said, man, subhanAllah, deja vu. Ajib. Ajib. Second time, second word, same process again. Qala hal amanukum alayhi illa kama amintukum ala akhihi min qabl. Should I trust you the same way? Is there any way to trust you other than the way? Is there any way to trust you any other than the way that I trusted you from before with the other brother? Is there any way I can trust you? This is what people say, that you forgive, but you don't forget. Right? This is what they mean by this. We tell everyone to forgive and forget. What I mean by that, when I say it is that the Quran tells us, فَاصْفَحِ الصَّفْحَ الْجَمِيلَ. You're gonna go through such anxiety If you forgive, but you don't forget. Because what happens is our hearts are very weak. If you forgive and you tell yourself, you know, I forgive them for their sin and their mistake or whatever, but you don't forget, what happens is you start to think about that every night. And it never leaves you alone. I'm telling you, wallahi, subhanAllah. If you don't let it go completely, you don't turn the page, you're never going to forget that. Oh, that grudge. Oh, I forgive them for not bringing me to the wedding, but I will never invite them to my wedding. You know, subhanAllah. We will hold this grudge if you don't let it go. Forgive and forgo. Let it go. Right? فَلْيَعْفُوا. Forgive and forgo, Allah Ta'ala says. But the meaning of forgive and don't forget means is that if I was bit one time, will I be bit a second time? I went to the car dealer, he scammed me, man. How are you going to the same guy get scammed again, man? SubhanAllah. Right? Allahu Akbar, right? You know, fool me once, shame on me, shame on you. Fool me twice, my God, I'm an idiot. You know, SubhanAllah. Like, I should not, it should not have happened to me. It should not have happened to me. Yusuf, the Prophet said, La yughdabul mu'minu min juhrin wahidin marratin. Rasulullah said, a believer is never bit from the same hole twice. So you got screwed over one time. Don't let it happen again. No, subhanAllah, mashallah, we always, trust me, you know, everyone, mashallah, the more pious you get, the more people see you as being a simple person, quote unquote pious, right? And then they see you as a simple person and then they try to scam you. I'm telling you, mashallah. I get scam calls on the phone and scam calls in person, mashallah. Very regular, subhanAllah, very regular. But I've been through one scam already, bro. I can't go through any more, man. If I do it, what am I going to tell my wife, right? SubhanAllah. She'll think I'm proper bilkuf, you know? That's not going to work. SubhanAllah, you can't be a real idiot, right? Allahu Akbar, control yourself. Yaqub alayhi salam says, look, I trusted you one time. It's never going to happen again. Illa kama amintum ala akhihi min qabl, fallahu khayrun hafidha. He says, forget your hips. Forget your preservation, protect, forget your protection. Fallahu, Allah is the best protector. He's the most merciful of those who have mercy. I'm not trusting you for anything anymore. The brothers cannot budge their father. They said they will try to trick their father and make him bring him. But Yaqub alayhi salam is not budging on this anymore. He said, look, I trusted you one time. Never again I'm going to trust you that way. So then what happens is, وَلَمَّا فَتَحُوا مَتَاعَهُمْ وَجَعَلُوا بِضَاعَتَهُمْ رُدَّتْ إِلَيْهِمْ. When they open their bags, they see that all the merchandise, they start picking it out. They see the jewelry, they see the gold that they brought, the silver that they brought, the little items at home that they brought. They say, hey, didn't we give this to the minister? So yeah, it's all in our bag again. And they start to wonder, they said, oh, subhanAllah, he just returned everything to us. So they go straight to their dad and they show him, dad, look at all the merchandise that was returned to us. Everything that we gave to the minister, he gave back to us. قَالُوا مَا نَبَغِي هَذِي بِضَاعَتُنَا رُدَّتْ إِلَيْنَا. All the stuff that we had is returned to us. Oh, father, right? Look, please, let us send our brother with us. We're telling the truth here. He doesn't believe them, right? He said, we're telling the truth here. We will protect our brother. We will get an extra camel load and it'll be better for our family, oh, father. Okay? The father, mashallah, Yaqub alayhi salam, is listening to what they say. But I tell you, subhanAllah, Yusuf alayhi salam is very smart. Because Anbiya alayhi salam cannot take sadaqah like that. Yusuf alayhi salam put the stuff back in the bag. He gave them a sadaqah. And Yaqub alayhi salam says, who does this man think he is to give a Nabi of Allah back his saman? I gave it there for a bay'ah. He can't just return things like that to me. SubhanAllah. So now he goes and says, okay, you have to go back now. Yusuf alayhi salam already planned this for him because he knows his dad. He hasn't seen him in 40 plus years, but he knows his Abu, mashallah. He said, my father's like this. If you give him like this, then 100% he's going to come back to my daughter. I know it. So then he gives the stuff back and he says this to the son. He says, okay, I will promise. He said, okay, fine. Listen, give me wa'adah from Allah. La tu'tunani mawthiqan min Allah. La ta'tunna bihi. You will definitely bring him back. Give me wallahi qasam tasam billah. All the things the kids say, always say, wallah, bro. He said, like, say triple, quadruple qasam that you will bring him back. That, you know, you will bring him back. I don't care how it is. La ta'tunna bihi. Illa, except, ayuhata bikum. Except that you are surrounded and taken care of by somebody. Something happens to you. Something happens to you that you're not able to do it, right? He said, I can't do anything about that. But if you give me qasam like this, falamma atahum, they said, father, we give you qasam and wallahi, we will bring him back. Qala Allah, he says, Allah, upon what we said, ala ma naqulu wakil. Allah, we trust to take care of what we said, subhanAllah. He's like this, mashallah. This is what you do, right? Take the qasam, take the oath, do something a little bit extra. Mashallah, you keep trusting him, subhanAllah. This is the same thing, the same sister, right? 3 years. I'm like, look, sister. If he's doing the same thing after 3 years, you can't teach an old dog new tricks, you know? The thing is that, listen, if you gotta hold him to task. You gotta take him a little bit greater. People wait 10 years before they resolve a marriage problem. They wait 10 years. You know, subhanAllah, man. If the door of the fridge is open for even a night, what's gonna happen to the milk? You know, Allahu Akbar, the milk is going to go bad. Now, subhanAllah, you left that door open for 10 years. And then you come to Sheikh and say, Sheikh, can you please give me the ta'weez for this? I don't have any ta'weez to help you with that one. MashaAllah. The thing is that I tell everyone, look, if you have a problem, seek counseling. Allah, it's not haram. It's not haram. Really, it's not. You can resolve a problem much quicker. And when you talk about something openly, it becomes very silly. Right? Every problem will become very tiny when you do it right away. And then you start to think about things like an adult, right? MashaAllah. I keep telling the joke, it's very funny, right? That couple came in one time and then she had a lot of complaints. She's like, I have a lot of complaints against my husband, Sheikh. I said, okay, what are they? He's like, he keeps the toilet seat up. And I started laughing. I couldn't control it. And then she started laughing, he started laughing. And I said, don't you see how some of our problems are just very silly? And we make a big fuss out of nothing. And you could just tell him to put the seat down, right? SubhanAllah, it's not the end of the world, right? Allahu Akbar, right? But these are the things. So look, if it happens once or twice, say, you know what? If it happens a third time, we're gonna go for counseling. Look, that's it. We have to tell someone. We have to fix this problem. You can't leave it like this. Yaqub alayhis salam does that, mashallah. Okay? And then he tells them, he says, وَقَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ, he gives them advice. يَا بَنِيَّ لَا تَدَخُلُوا مِن بَابٍ وَاحِدٍ, don't enter from one door. وَدَخُلُوا مِن أَبْوَابٍ مُتَفَرِّقَةٍ, enter from multiple doors. He said, don't enter from one door, enter from multiple doors. Why is he saying this? They mentioned that the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam, because mashallah, Yaqub alayhi salam was a handsome man. Although Yusuf alayhi salam, mashallah, got like the nisful jamal, he got like half a beauty, mashallah. The brothers are not anything, they're not, you know, they're not bad looking guys. Good looking guys, mashallah. And you see a whole bunch of good looking guys in one picture, right? The sister gives nazar to all of them. He put it up on Tinder or Minder or Menses or whatever. I don't know the things anymore, right? And then he puts it on these things, right? SubhanAllah. Or you put it on Facebook or you put it on WhatsApp, right? And then what happens is automatically people are not dindar like you think they are. People are thinking when they see the picture, they're gonna say, MashaAllah, Tabarakallah, wow, SubhanAllah, what a beautiful kid he is. They are probably watching, looking at it while they're on the toilet seat. Allah ka qasam, this is how bad we become. They're not gonna make any zikr by looking at these pictures. All they're gonna do is give you ayn and give you nazar and give you this type of thing. I tell you every time for us, it's a regular routine, and I don't blame anyone. It could be even ourselves that we look at our kid, right? What you should say is you say, MashaAllah, Allahumma barik, right? MashaAllah, may Allah give barakah to whatever it looks at, right? So bring it back to Allah. That's the thing. The way you stop ayn, nazar in the beginning is what? You first say, may Allah bless, MashaAllah. May Allah bless, MashaAllah. May Allah grant afiyah. Make dua to Allah, right? This is the first thing, right? The second thing, SubhanAllah, if it does happen, there are du'as from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, right? Allahumma inni a'udhu min kulli aynin lamma wa min kulli shaytanin hamma, right? There are different du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You can make these du'as to protect your children. We read these du'as regularly. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to read this du'a to Hassan and Hussein radhiyallahu anhuma. Used to say it regularly to them. He said, I seek refuge, Allahumma, oh Allah, I u'idhu bika bi kalimatillahi tamma min kulli shaytanin wa hamma min kulli aynin lamma. Rasulullah used to make this dua regularly. Allah, I seek refuge in you for both of these two, Hassan and Hussein, radiallahu anhuma. He said, I seek refuge in both in you for both of these two, from every shaitan and from every evil eye. Right? Rasulullah is doing this, okay? You and I are in more need of this dua than other than Rasulullah. He said Ibrahim alayhi used to read this on Ishaq and Ismail alayhi salam. You and I, subhanAllah, need this dua. Okay? There's a reason why these kids keep getting sick all the time. Just stop sharing the picture, please. You don't have to share everything in life. This is how you bring hasad to yourself. Unless you like Bollywood, I don't know. The people, unfortunately, they love the Bollywood. They like to be the drama guy, right? One guy comes for a nikah, and I look at the boy, and I see him, and he says, "I want to get married, Sheikh. I want to get married, Sheikh." I look at him like, "You don't look ready for nothing, right?" So then I always push. If a guy wants something, I give it to him. I see how much he actually wants. Because I can see if a person's real or not. So I give him an offer. This is one offer come, mashallah. One car deal that is there, mashallah, right? I give him one and he backs off. You know, SubhanAllah. I can tell, SubhanAllah. This is the thing, right, mashallah ta'ala. Keep in mind, alhamdulillah, like make sure, inshallah, every day and every night, inshallah, seek refuge in Allah for your children, inshallah, please. And don't share your life. I'm telling you, don't put yourself in the middle to be Bollywood, right? This boy wanted to be drama. He loves drama. And I said, look, man, I'm not in the drama business, okay? Go to some other person if you want drama. We're here to be real human beings. Yaqub alayhi salam says, enter from different doors. وَدَخُلُوا مِنْ أَبْوَابٍ مُتَفَرِّقَةٍ وَمَا أُغْنِي عَنْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. I'm not going to protect you from Allah Ta'ala at all. I can't do anything for you. Right? If Allah Ta'ala wills something, it's going to happen. Right? So he says, I can't do anything. If Allah wants, it's going to happen. So Allah Ta'ala says, SubhanAllah, when Yaqub alayhi salam did this, and he told his brothers, his children this, told them to go from the different doors and everything. Allah Ta'ala says, this is only hajatan fi nafsi Yaqub qadaha. He says that Yaqub did in preparation and protection. He took his means. He took his means to protect his children. This was only some desire in Yaqub alayhislam's chest. And he tried his best to do this. But nothing's going to end up at the end. Right? Because why? Because Allah Ta'ala wanted something else to happen. But he says this is from knowledge from Allah to take preparations. People, unfortunately, today, they don't do any asbab. They take no means. They're trying to do everything without taking any preparation. Allah Ta'ala tells us that you must take preparation. So then what happens is, and now we'll, inshallah, in the last couple of minutes, Yusuf alayhislam's brothers come to Yusuf alayhislam before him again. And now he sees Binyamin. And he says, all of you guys, go to your separate rooms. So he gives them all separate rooms, right? And he says, Binyamin, come and let me speak to you in person to see your condition. And so to understand your financial situation and everything, right? So Binyamin comes. And Yusuf alayhislam says, Inni ana akhuk, I'm your brother. I'm your brother. And Binyamin's like, oh my God, it all connects, right? And then he's like, how, where, why, how, everything, right? All these questions, right? Yeah, Yusuf alayhi salam, fala tabata'is bima kanu ya'malun. Don't become despondent and sad for what they're about to do, okay? Something bad's about to happen. I'm preparing you mentally, okay? Binyamin is being told by Yusuf alayhi salam, I'm going to keep you with me, okay? But just be ready for something crazy about to happen, okay? So now Yusuf alayhi salam does one thing in the next scene. And the next scene that we see, Yusuf alayhi salam does one thing. He takes his royal cup, the cup that he drinks from, and he places it in the bags of Binyamin. Binyamin is there. Yusuf alayhi salam says, I'm placing my cup in your bag. That's it. So then what happens is the servants, they go around, do their nightly routine, and they check every room and they check every cup to check if everything is there. Because obviously they have people coming in and out, security business, right? The detail. So they're checking everything to make sure everything is there. So then they see that the minister's cup is missing. So then the muazzin, the announcer, he tells the caravan that just came in, innakum lasariqun, you are all thieves. Now then what happens is the brothers, because you know how they are, qalu aqbalu alayhi madha taqidun. They said, what did you lose? Not what was stolen. They said, what did you lose? They came forward. They didn't have to come forward, but they came forward themselves because you know how they are. And so they came forward and they said, what did you lose? قَالُوا نَفْقِدُ سُوَاعَ الْمَلِكِ. We lost the cup of the king. وَلِمَنْ جَاءَ بِهِ حِمْلُ بَعِيرٍ. We left a reward for this. Whoever is able to return the king's cup, we will give them one extra camel load of grain and stuff. SubhanAllah. وَنَبِهِ زَعِيمٌ. And he said, I will take responsibility. قالوا لقد علمتم ما جئنا لنفسد في الأرض وما كنا سارقين. You know, wallahi, Allah ka qasam, we didn't come here to cause any corruption. The brothers say, we didn't come to cause any corruption, and we didn't come, we're not thieves. Then subhanAllah, the announcer goes and says, he says to them, he says, all right, if you're talking big, what is the punishment for the person if we find it in your bags? What is the punishment for that person if you're all lying? Okay? He's asking this question because they're foreigners. They're not from Egypt. Egypt's law is, at that time, If you stole something, you pay back double the amount. You pay back double the amount. That's it. But Yaqub alayhislam's deen is different. So the brother said, right, man wujida fi rahlihi fahuwa jaza'uhu. Right, whoever the cup is found in, that person that you found the cup with, that becomes your servant and your slave for life. He must pay back his time in serving you before he can come back home, subhanAllah. They said this very strongly. Why? Because they are very confident that they don't have the cup. They're very sure they don't have the cup. And so they said, you can check every single bag that you want. You can check everything that you want. Go ahead, try your best to find it. But we promise you, you won't. And if you do find it, that person will be your servant and your slave. No problem. Right? So then what happens, right? So then they begin to check every bag. And they start from the eldest brother to the second eldest to the second and then, right? They're checking every bag. And every single one of them, right, in the background, like, yo, we got this in the bag, yo. Teacher not gonna find the drugs. Right? No one gonna find nothing, right? SubhanAllah. Every single time they're all just dabbing each other. They're very happy, subhanAllah. Every bag that's checked, right? ثُمَّ اسْتَخْرَجَهَا مِنْ وِعَاءِ أَخِي. Then they open up Binyamin's bag and right on the top, the cup, the goblet, right, of with gems and things I've studied. They're like, what is this? Right, and subhanAllah, could you imagine, Allahu Akbar, at this moment, the amount of shame and embarrassment, talking big game, right? We talk big game, you walk the walk. If you talk the talk, walk the walk, right? Bro talked so big when he got in the octagon, got knocked out, right? McGregor type stuff, right? Ajib, subhanAllah, he got in, he didn't even do nothing, right? So SubhanAllah, the brothers, Allahu Akbar, at this moment. Now, this is the thing, right? People say, like, how could Yusuf Alayhis do this, right? How could he be like this? Because now Binyamin now is technically Yusuf Alayhis' property. He's able to bring his brother back to him, right? People say, how could Yusuf Alayhis do this? He framed someone. I say he framed nobody. He put Binyamin was before him. He put his cup inside Binyamin's stuff. You can put your stuff anywhere. If anyone thinks anything else, that's their problem. Yusuf Aysim does this beautiful thing. He knows his brothers are going to do this. He knows the announcer will do this. He knows his servants will do this. He knows exactly what people will do afterwards, because that's how much he's mastered people's speech. So in the position where he doesn't even talk one word, he knows, if I put this cup here, everyone will do like this exactly. Like pieces on a chessboard, SubhanAllah. This man has mastered Ta'wil al-Hadith. At the end of this, the brothers say, to save their face, they say, if he stole, then he had a brother who stole from before too. Allahu Akbar. They did not say this to Binyamin alone, but Yusuf alayhi salam, who's listening to this, has to hear them slander his name, do ghibah of him when they're not doing ghibah of him. They're doing ghibah without doing ghibah. He's behind the, like, SubhanAllah, he's right in front of them. They're saying, if he stole, he had a brother from before, his name was Yusuf, he also stole too. Allahu Akbar, right? At that moment, how angry would you get? How infuriated would you get? Yusuf alayhi salam, at that moment, his face does not change. But he speaks to himself. He said, قَالَ أَنْتُمْ شَرُّ مَكَانًا. He said, if I'm a thief, you're the worst thief. You stole from my father. You stole his son from him. And he's never been back home for so many years. Who's going to return him yet, right? He talks to himself. This is what you need to do. Just tell yourself, man, these both are pagal here, right? Whatever. Just tell yourself to make yourself feel content, mashallah. So now Binyamin is with him, and now the brothers are struggling. But mashallah, we're out of time right now. We're actually way over. SubhanAllah. We'll leave it here, inshallah. May Allah grant us tawfiq, inshallah. Please, inshallah, remember for yourself, protect yourself from nazar and ayn. Very, very important. And secondly, inshallah, please learn to, inshallah, control your emotions. You can always talk to Allah. Allah is always there. And you can always content and console yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what we're learning from the Anbiya alayhi wasalam. May Allah grant us tawfiq. Last but not least, inshallah, please. Alhamdulillah, my brother, beloved brother, and beloved classmate, Mawlana Tanveer. He came, mashallah, from New York. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. You heard him today in Juma. MashaAllah, you heard Hafiz Adnan, mashaAllah, beautiful tilawa. Alhamdulillah, they're working for Basma, mashaAllah. He's my classmate. I don't know if I told anyone, mashaAllah. He's very near and dear to my heart, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah, he's working for Basma to helping get donations, mashaAllah, to help, inshaAllah, the people right now. They had projects in Rohingya. Now they're working to get money into Palestine, mashaAllah. Alhamdulillah, they are zakat eligible as well. So, inshaAllah, look, they're looking for roughly about $12,000 left. If everyone, inshallah, really, if we just give $100 each, mashallah, it'll be done very, very quickly, inshallah. So I recommend everyone, inshallah, give your zakat, give your sadaqah, whatever you can. May Allah help you, inshallah. Remember that if you give for Allah, Allah never decreases what you have. You'll see it back from Allah ta'ala, multiplied, inshallah ta'ala. And inshallah ta'ala, this is the way for yourselves to make a means of helping these people. We always want to help the Palestinian people, mashallah. We're all doing it separately. They're looking to give $100,000 to them directly, inshallah, in whatever way they can help. So please, inshallah, please go and contribute while you're waiting for the food, inshallah. May Allah grant us all tawfiq. May Allah put barakah on our wealth, inshallah. So again, he's at the kiosk in the, I'm sorry, he's in the main hall, inshallah. So please give a humble donation. JazakAllah khairan. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.